Virginia Federal Savings and Loan Association presents Letters to Santa Claus. Santa's local mailbox is in the office of Virginia Federal Savings and Loan at the corner of Main Street and Madison Road in Orange. Letters go direct to Santa's postmaster, who reads them over WJMA and then sends them on to the busiest man in the world. Bring your letters to Virginia Federal in Orange. Now, let's look in on Santa's post office.
What's this? 5:45 and Miss Message isn't here? Well, it's a good thing I got back when I did. But she's supposed to be here on time. And they have to report this. But at least it gives me time to hide from her. Boy, won't she be surprised. Now, I'll just go here into the back office and then I can just sort of stroll in while she's working.
Oh, wow, I'm late, and I have all this mail to read. Well, I'm lucky Mr. Postmaster didn't get home this afternoon. Wouldn't want him to think I wasn't getting in on time. But I thought he'd be here by now. Well, let's see about tonight's mail. We've got a letter here from Jenny and Patricia Davis, and I guess they're both writing here. Anyway, Dear Santa, I hope it is nice at the North Pole. I want a jewel magic and an Aristocats record and a watch and some bedroom slippers, and I will leave you some milk and cookies. My sister was born on Christmas Eve. Well, I think a couple of days ago we had another letter from someone who was born on Christmas, but anyhow, she wants some toys and some clothes. Thank you, from Jenny and Patricia Davis. We've got another letter here from Carol Brockman. And Carol writes, Dear Santa Claus, for Christmas I would like a refrigerator, baby alive doll, clothes, walkie-talkies, and a stove. I think I've been good this year. Say hello to Mrs. Claus and the reindeers. P.S. I will leave you some coffee and cookies. Sincerely, Carol Brockman. Well, let's see. I wonder where Mr. Postmaster is. Oops, the buzzer. But there's no one here but me.
Good evening, Miss Message.
Oh, you.
Yes, I've been here quite a while. Well, where have you been?
Oh, Mr. Postmaster, I'm so glad to see you. I was late today for the first time because I wanted to buy something special for you. It's a welcome home present.
Could it be?
Yes, Mr. Postmaster. It's a great big bag of homemade candies.
Ah, yum. Made by Auntie Skinner, I'll bet.
Right as usual. Here, have a piece.
Well, thank you. But I think I'd like to hear you read a few more letters.
Maybe you could help me with this one. It's a 17-in-1 letter.
Good night. That's huge.
Yeah, all from Mrs. Perdue's first grade class at Grimes Memorial School.
Well, since I've been on sort of vacation...
You want to go first?
I think I will. Look at this, would you? It is 17-in-1.
Right.
I see what they did. This first one is from John Goodwin, who says, Dear Santa, please bring me a little bank jar... And bring me a bike, and bring my sister a TV set. John is thinking about his sister. And bring me a new little truck, and a big crane, and a bulldozer. Love, John Goodwin. And look at that one, from good old friend of ours.
Teddy Davies. And Teddy writes, Dear Santa, I would like to have a Run for Fun shirt for my parents, also an alarm clock. I want a super jock and the game of life. Also, I want 2 records for my sister. My sisters. Love, Teddy Davies.
I wonder what records Teddy would be picking out for his sisters. Here's one from, this is Sherry Atkins. You recognize Sherry's handwriting there? Sherry says, Dear Santa, please bring me a typewriter and a big racing track. I guess Sherry's going to write the great American novel. And a Don't Cry Baby. And please bring my sister a doll that has a white bottle. And please bring my mother a bottle of perfume and give my daddy a gun. He always wants a gun for Christmas. Love, Sherry Atkins. And this is this Casey Atkin? Is that, must be a, well, could be a kinsman, although it's spelled slightly differently, A-I-T-K-E-N. Casey Atkin, maybe. What does Casey write?
Dear Santa, please may I have a horse?
A horse.
Maybe I could, may I have a tape recorder? Please, will you bring my sister some tapes? Please, may I have some tapes? Please bring my sister a doll crib with a little white hood. Please bring my mother a nice dress. Please bring my daddy a belt. Please, may I have a doll? Love, Casey Aitken.
Casey has thought about everybody in the family. It's nice that Daddy's going to get a belt. Dear Santa, writes Darren Wade, I want a, good heavens, what is that thing, a mascotron?
Mm-hmm.
What's a mascotron? Got any idea?
It's sort of a doll.
I see. Well, Darren would like a mascotron. Good thing that Santa Claus knows all about these things, Darren, even if the old postmaster doesn't. I want a basketball, I want a bicycle, and give my brother a tape recorder, and please give my sister a game. Love, Darren Wade. And look who's written this one.
Mary Grayson Gillespie. Mary Grayson writes, Dear Santa, please bring me a hush little baby, and please bring me a dress. Please bring me a doll. Please bring my mommy some perfume. Please bring my big brother a comic. Please bring my daddy a bow tie. Please bring me a shelf to put my books on. I see Mary Grayson is a great reader.
That's good to know.
And please bring my little brother a play gun. Love, Mary Grayson Gillespie.
Now, Mary Grayson's got a long list there, and right next to it, this next one is from Aiden Burke, and it's a real short one. Aiden wants two things. I want a green machine, and I want a bionic repair station. I guess with a bionic woman and a $6 million man, you need to get a repair station there after a while. I see Margaret Brewster has written, too.
And she writes, Dear Santa, I want a swing for Christmas, and a doll for Christmas, and a bean bag, and a pair of shoes for Christmas. Love, Margaret Brewster.
Caroline Carter writes, Karen, is she another friend of mine? Almost. All right, Caroline Carter says, Dear Santa, I want my friend to have a bike, and the doll baby says so. I want a big wheel. I want my mom to have a toaster. I'll bet you that's so Carolyn can have some toast. She's as interested in that. And please bring my dad a new car. Dads always want a new car, I guess. Well, Caroline, that's a big order for Santa Claus, but we'll pass it right along. Look who else has written. Conway Upshur.
Right, and Conway writes, Dear Santa, I want a Batman and an Evel Knievel. I also want a big wheel. Please bring me an electric train, and please bring my sister a stuffed kitty. Love, Conway Upshur.
This is
Nicola Data.
Nicola writes, Please, Dear Santa, please bring me a doll and a hush little baby and a pink dress and a toy kitten. I wonder why Nicola doesn't want a real kitten. It'll go meow all night long and feed it and everything. A toy kitten, then, Nicola. We'll put that down. Please bring my brother a super toe. Love, Nicola Data.
And Wendy Melville writes, Dear Santa, I want a pencil sharpener and a doll baby. I want clothes for my doll baby, and please bring me games. And that's from Wendy Melville.
Wendy would be able to keep her pencil sharp so she can keep score on her games, I guess.
Right.
Andrew Cuby writes to Santa Claus. These are all, by the way, from Mrs. Perdue's first grade class at Grimes Memorial School, and there's a gang of them. They're all together here. Andrew Cuby says, Dear Santa, I want a super toe and a Batman, a complete football suit of the Redskins, and I want a helmet. Please bring trucks for my brothers. Love, Andrew Cuby. Andrew, it may be that you can help out if Billy and Joe get sort of weak there. You can put on all your football suit and your helmet and go help out George Allen. Would you like to do that?
Jason Champion writes, Dear Santa, I would like to have a Batman and a new bike and a car that opens and closes. Also, what? A cave with a caveman.
Gotta have them. What
yeah,
good's a cave without a caveman?
From Jason Champion.
Here's from Gordon Holloway. Dear Santa, I want a football set of stuff. That's the way to put it, Gordon. It'd be easy for Santa to figure that one out. I want a bike and a fire engine, new clothes, and some pajamas. And a couple of P.S.'s tacked on here. One from, who is that?
William Fauché.
Uh-huh. What does he say?
Dear Santa, I would like an action man. I would like a Vertibird air chopper. And that's all. From William Fache.
Looks like William just sort of quit after a while there. But those are good things, William. I don't think I've heard anybody asking for a Birdie Man air chopper so far this year. One more from Mrs. Perdue's first grade class at Grimes Memorial School. Dear Santa, I want my brother to have an airplane model. I want a taffy machine and a puzzle. I want my father to have a new watch. Please bring my mother a pair of earrings. I want a black stuffed dog and a pet rat that is nice. Also bring my brother some clothes. Love, Susan Chapman. And there are very, very nice letters from Mrs. Perdue's first grade class at Grimes Memorial School. By the way, if your class at school would like to send us letters, try and get them in early, because this is the time when we've got a little time to read these letters. Later on, we might be pushed and have to pass them along to Santa in a hurry. So be sure we... Well, listen to that. Now that crazy alarm clock. Miss Messes, that's another thing that hasn't changed a bit, and I guess it never will.
But it's nice, now that I'm used to it. Mr. Postmaster, in your letter, the one I got yesterday, you said you had a surprise.
Well, that's right, I do. And I'll tell you all about it tomorrow. But I guess we better get all this stuff into Sam's mailbag.
Right.
Especially all that 17-in-1.
Mm-hmm.
All right, there. That'll do it.
It's nice to have you home again, Mr. Postmaster, and I can hardly wait to learn about your surprise.
Me either.
What did you mean by that?
Tune in tomorrow. Good night, Miss Message.
Good night.
So long. We'll be listening again for more letters. Letters to Santa Claus is presented with the best Christmas wishes of Virginia Federal Savings and Loan Association on the corner of Main Street and Madison Road in Orange. Bring your letter to Virginia Federal and put it in Santa's mailbox. Or, if the office is closed, use the deposit slot outside. And listen each afternoon, Monday through Friday at 5:45, for Letters to Santa Claus.